listening to WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston, Boston's community radio station.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones. Good evening. Blessings to you. We're excited to be here this evening. Just wanted to share with you a great big hello and God bless you. And I'm praying that you are standing strong and that you're allowing God to do the work. Because he said he who begun the work in you is so faithful to complete it. And that you are being driven and motivated based upon the Holy Spirit. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge me and I will direct thy path. And so we're excited. Let God direct thy paths. Amen. And we have an interesting show today. We want to just kind of read scripture with you. We're going to be coming out of Hebrews 10 and just basically going to just read and kind of talk about, you know, this scripture and being confident and you know, not losing our confidence, you know. I like it when I heard the word that said, you know, I am confident in this, that he who begun a good work in me is faithful to complete it. And so I just thank God for my confidence being in the work that he has started in me. And sometimes I scratch my head. It's like, oh, wow, am I ever going to be that that person and that God wants? You know, it seems like sometimes I might put resistance. Do you put resistance up? You know, I heard somebody said, you know, I know the Lord wants me to sing, but I need to take lessons and kind of work on my voice. And well, do what you got to do to get started in your journey, right? To be obedient to what God has for you. You don't know that your voice, the song that he gives you, will bring deliverance. I had a the privilege to go to the show last week, Hallelujah One, and I mean, it was really great. Israel Houghton was there and, you know, Tasha Cobbs and Jacqueline Carr, Erica Campbell and Jonathan McReynolds. And they were all there and singing. It was just powerful. What a powerful show. It was the singers were great, anointed, powerful. And it just leads you encouraged. And it's funny about everybody being at this one place, you know, to uplift the name of the Lord and to hear the music that God blessed them to use their gifting to sing. And even though we didn't know, I didn't know anybody around me necessarily. And yet we were all standing with our hands raised and, you know, magnifying the Lord together. It's almost like we left out friends, those who I was sitting around, and I went in not knowing them and left taking numbers and, you know, being aware. So God is doing something, and we want him to use you, you know, and use me. And so we don't always have all the details, but whatever you do, don't sit down, right? Not on your gifts and your talents. Whatever you do, don't bury them. So let's start in Hebrews 10, verse 8. And, you know, we'll just read the scriptures and maybe offline kind of talk a little bit as we go. But we're trying to get to verse 36. We're going to start at 8. In this passage, Christ first said, "You did not want sacrifices, offerings, burnt offerings, and sacrifices for sin. You did not approve of them. These are the sacrifices that Moses' teachings require people to offer." Then Christ says, "I have come to do what you want." He did away with sacrifices in order to establish the obedience that God wants. We have been set apart as holy because Jesus Christ did what God wanted him to do by sacrificing his body once and for all. Every day, each priest performed his religious duty. He offered the same type of sacrifice again and again. Yet, these sacrifices could never take away sins. However, this chief priest made one sacrifice for sins, and his sacrifice lasts forever. Now he holds the honored position, the one next to God, the Father, on the heavenly throne. Since that time, he has been waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. With one sacrifice, he accomplished the work of setting them apart for God forever. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us the same thing. This is the promise that I will make to them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my teachings in their hearts and write them in their minds. Then he adds, I will no longer hold their sins and their disobedience against them. When sins are forgiven, there is no longer any need to sacrifice for sins. We're on verse 19, Hebrews 10. Brothers and sisters, because of the blood of Jesus, we can now confidently go into the holy place. Jesus has opened a new and living way for us to go through the curtain. The curtain is his own body. We have a superior priest in charge of God's house. We have been sprinkled with his blood to free us from a guilty conscience, and our bodies have been washed with clean water. So we must continue to come to him with a sincere heart and strong faith. We must continue to hold firmly to our declaration of faith. The one who made the promise is faithful. We'll just stop there for a minute. I thank God, the one who made the promise, right, is faithful to fulfill it. You know, and I mean, and so we don't have to walk around with guilty conscience, and you know, we've been made clean, we've been made washed by the blood of the Lamb, right? And so we can, with a sincere heart and strong faith, you know, we gotta continue, right, to come to Jesus with that sincerity, amen, and to hold firm to our declaration of faith. And that's sometimes a fight in a struggle within itself, you know, to stay reminded and to not give in to the circumstances that are trying to suck you in, you know. We've got to hold fast to our profession of faith. We have to, you know, encourage one another to stay strong and to be bold and to be courageous. It's not easy. And it's funny because you might be an encourager, and you know, who encourages the encouragers? So you got to stay encouraged. I remember David said, he's like, look, he had to encourage himself in the Lord. And I feel like that's a necessary practice, that you have to get to that place where you constantly are encouraging yourself in the things of God, that you're using the words of God to help strengthen and sustain you. I'm telling you, we've got to get to that place where we can have that attitude that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? And that you are more than a conqueror. I don't know. It kind of helps me to get confident, you know, and it's not like a confidence in my own self or abilities, but it's like God said this about me. Like, you know, he told me that, you know, he's given power and authority. I didn't go looking for it. I'm learning that he gave it to me to tread upon the scorpions and the serpents, over all the power of the devil. We don't have to walk afraid. By no means, nothing can harm us, right? He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us love, power, and a sound mind. And I find that it's not a lot of words, but if you are able to stand upon the words that you know, and you know, you may not know a lot of scripture, but are you able to stand on the scripture that you know? So that's what helps. That's what gets you through day to day. Because guess what? You're going to go through this day. You're going to wrap it up, go to bed. And guess what? The next day, you're going to start again. And I pray that you take some of the tools that you learned and that you learned from some of those mishaps or mistakes that you might have made and you don't duplicate them on the next day. So it's definitely a work in progress. But how do you go through life? You know, how do you go through your days? Woo, this pressure. It's pressure to be somewhere on time, but you have to navigate through the potholes and the traffic in Massachusetts. Like, come on. You know? Attitudes and other people, and not get caught up in where other people are situated. Like I'm an encourager. I think I'm just designed to encourage, you know, but at the same time, I realize that some people don't want to be encouraged. They want to remain in their pity party state. They want to remain in their way of thinking. When you're saying, you know, don't stay there. Don't stay in that frame of mind that you have. You know, be able to move forward, abandon those sad thoughts, those down days and moments, you know, that you have. So we've been trained. God has told us how to think. You know, think on what to think about, what to think on. And so we've got to take heed to what the Bible's saying. We can turn to Philippians 4:8. Like, are we really obeying what God is saying? You know, obeying what God is saying. What is he saying? He said, hey, put on the full armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the tricks and the schemes and the wiles of the devil. That's in Ephesians 6. And Philippians 4:8, he's like, okay, this is what you need to do with your mind. He's like, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue in it, if there be any praise in it, think on these things. So, I mean, a minute something comes to your mind from the past, I'm like, oh, you know, good. What? Is that in that scripture? No, so we don't want to emphasize those things, those well, it's true. It is not true. We only what's true is what God said, right? Like, it's not easy, but that's where we have to train our mind. What did God say about the situation and the matters in your life? So he tells us how to think. He tells us we have to put on the whole armor of God. He told us that, look, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He who begun the work in us, he's faithful to complete it. So we don't have to worry about it. I thank God that sometimes it's just not even in my responsibility. And I say that lightly because I'm not the Holy Spirit and that he's leading me and guiding me. I just got to trust the process and submit unto him. And that's another scripture he told us. Are we obeying? He said, submit unto God. He said, resist. That means you're putting up a fight. You're resisting and the devil will flee. You're not resist the devil and he will flee. And a lot of times we walk right into the enemy's camp. Yeah, I know that song said, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Yep. How about just submitting to God and resist the devil and he'll flee? You know, and so we have lots of word that we get to. He said we don't fight against flesh and blood, you know? And so a lot of times we're fighting what we see. We fighting that person that we see. We fighting. I said, no, the Bible tells us that, listen, he who knows to do good and doesn't, to him is a sin. So if you know to walk by faith, you know to put your armor on and you don't do it, well, shame on you. It's a sin for you. How are we expecting the enemy until the enemy shows love, I'm not going to show love. Well, that's not the gospel, right? And so we find ourselves in these types of mind situations, and we're trying to overcome, hallelujah, and be obedient to what the word of God says. So Hebrews 10, we're going to continue in verse 24. We must also consider how to encourage each other to show love and to do good things. We ought to be encouraging each other to do these things, you know, to walk in your gifts and your strengths and the God-given abilities that he's given you. It's not time to really be sad. We have so much work to do. There's so many people hurting and suffering. And now we have even, you know, and people are constantly coming to this country, to Massachusetts, to get help, to get support, you know. And so we move over, we make room, say, because God, you're sovereign. You know what's going on. You know what needs to be done. Help us to get in the right mindset and position to be able to help and to do the things. It's like we don't even have to go to Africa no more, you know. Now we can help right around our communities right here, right now. You have people from other countries coming to the United States for refuge, for help. And we get to support, we get to help. Look for ways that you can help and be a resource and be a strength and be a light. Don't wait for the other person. Don't look at anyone else to do it. You do it. Do your part. Amen. You get to choose and decide where you're going to do it at, where you're going to work. You know, help with resources, finances. You know, if you know a church is helping a particular community, then you want to help fund that. Call it tithes, you know. But give time, give your money, give your resources, give your ideas, be a blessing, be a support. Verse 25, we should not stop gathering together with other believers, as some of you are doing. Instead, we must continue to encourage each other even more as we see the day of the Lord coming. We've got to encourage each other even more. These are the last days. Boy, I tell you, they're getting harder. You see the word of God unfolding right before our eyes. If we go on sinning after we have learned the truth, no sacrifice can take away our sins. All that is left is a terrifying wait for judgment and a raging fire that will consume God's enemies. If two or three witnesses accuse someone of rejecting, and this is Moses' teachings, that person was shown no mercy as he was executed. 29. What do you think a person who shows no respect for the Son of God deserves? That person looks at the blood of the promise, the blood that made him holy, as no different from other people's blood, and he insults the spirit that God gave us out of his kindness. He deserves a much worse punishment. We know the God who said, I alone have the right to take revenge, and I will pay back. And God also said, the Lord will judge his people. Falling into the hands of the living God can be a terrifying thing. But remember, the past, when you first learned the truth, you endured a lot of hardship and pain. I know that's right. Do you remember those days when you first came to the Lord, right? Man, I tell you, it's like the enemy was trying to get you back. I mean, all kind of calamities were trying to come your way. But I also saw God move quickly as well. I mean, it's nothing like the prayers of a new believer. It's like God just seems to rush in. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes when we've been in the faith for a while, We have to know that God is there and that he is on the move and on the scene and that he's working things together for our good, even if we don't see it, even if we don't feel it. We don't have them good those goosebumps and the hair on our arm is not raised up. You got to know that he promised that he would not leave you or forsake you. Stop right where you are. Take a deep breath and quiet your space and recognize that he's right there. He's there in the room. He's sitting there next to you. He won't leave you or forsake you. And I love it because he said, you know, I'm with you even until the ends of the world. I mean, when you're crossing over, he's with you. You're not alone. And the more real that can be for me and for you, we can stand that much longer, that much stronger. He said, at times you were publicly insulted and mistreated. And at times you associated with people who were treated this way. You suffered with prisoners. You were cheerful, even though your possessions were stolen, since you know that you have a better and more permanent possession. So don't lose your confidence. So don't lose your confidence. I could say that to the show ends. Do not lose your confidence. It will bring you great reward. You know, you think about people trying to get rewards, or they're trying to, you know, play scratch ticket to get a reward. But the greatest reward is when you don't lose your confidence in what God has said. You need endurance so that after you have done what God wants you to do, you can receive what he has promised. Hallelujah. I know each and every one of us want to receive the blessings and the promises of God. Yet, the one who is coming will come soon. He will not delay. The person who has God's approval will live by faith. But if he turns back, I will not be pleased with him. We don't belong with those who turn back and are destroyed. Instead, we belong with those who have faith and are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't lose your confidence. I find that when a person is confident, their footing is sure and it's strong. But when you're not confident about a thing, when you're really not sure, it's hard to make a stand. And when you're not able to make a stand, then it really gets hard to make a difference. We're confident in this. You got to be confident in what God calls you to do. I'm not talking about a particular title, because people are so quick to want to call you bishop and pastor and all these titles. I'm talking about doing the work. Because he saved you and you see the necessity. I want to help young mothers. I want to help children. I know what it's like, you know. I know what it's like to be a single mom and to kind of struggle and suffer in silence. And so I want to be an advocate. I want to be able to help encourage them to hold on. You know, someone came to me and you know, the enemy would want to try to make you shame that you're bringing a child in the world. And I'm like, how dare the devil? There's so many children being born, but yet being born in your household, you're guaranteeing that you're going to train them up in the way that they should go. And in the end, they won't depart. You're guaranteeing that you're going to raise your child in the fear of the Lord so that some 20 years from now, when that child, it has the light to shine, that you're passing on a spiritual legacy of faith. And don't you know 20 years from now that God is going to need soldiers and it's going to need people? And so that we are carrying on a legacy. We're holding up the blood-stained banner. We're assuring that there is a remnant on the land. Hallelujah. So whatever situation you're facing, don't be discouraged. You've got to stay steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Like my, you might change shoes to match an outfit, but you still got shoes on your feet. What do you mean? I mean, sometimes the way we might do ministry changes, but we're still trying to tell people about the gospel, about salvation. It was once called good news. Is it not good news? Isn't the proclamation is being able to spread a message, proclaiming that, hey, I have some good news. That he who begun the work, he wants to begin a work in you. And guess what? He's going to walk with you and he's going to be faithful to help you complete that work. It's important that we don't lose our confidence. It's important that we stand and that we declare to those around us that God lives. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You can be sure that he sees you and that he called you. Right? I thank God. He took us out of darkness and brought us into the marvelous light. Now it's time to refresh your thinking. Now it's time to not be conformed to the things of this world, but to be transformed by renewing your mind to what God has said, by lining your ways up in all thy ways, acknowledging him, and he will direct thy path. And he will direct thy path. I'm praying that you're praying that God would direct your path and that he would continue to lead you. Stay encouraged. Keep that song in your heart. That sometimes gets us through. Continue to worship him, to magnify him, to give him thanks, and to glorify his name. I thank you for listening. You've been listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones. Stay confident and remember that greatness is on the inside of you.
You're listening to WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston. Boston's community radio station.